the center of the earth. Now, where is it?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and writers for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, what's the significance in the fact that Noah's Ark landed on the mountains of Ararat?
It just happens to be the geographical center of the earth. You see, scientists have calculated the point on earth from which the average distance to all other points on the earth is the smallest. That location is therefore called the center of the earth's surface. And guess where they found that center to be? Over in Turkey, right near Mount Ararat. And you know what? This makes a lot of sense since it's where the ark landed. Think about it. After the flood of Noah's day, God would have wanted the animals and people to spread out over the earth. The best way to do this would be to have the ark's animals and people get off the boat at the geographical center of the earth. It's also interesting that archaeological evidence indicates that this is the general area known as the cradle of civilization, which of course happened after the flood. You know, it's exciting to see the way in which the evidence from around the world fits with what the Bible tells us. So why did the ark land on the mountains of Ararat? God wanted the animals and people to be dispersed throughout the earth from a central point.
Is it possible that dinosaurs were on Noah's Ark? Ken Ham presents the answer in his eye-opening booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? It's free when you visit our popular and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com. Log on to AnswersRadio.com.